Chapter 1. Dottie Morgan Sitting in a Tree. One gray Sunday in October, a large acorn struck Mrs. May Mulberry on the head as she walked down the tree-lined sidewalk past her neighbor's backyard. While her thick Sunday hat provided some armor against acorns, she didn't like them falling on her head. She looked up into the limbs of a yellow-leafed oak, expecting to see a squirrel or a crow or nothing. Instead, May Mulberry saw a small, dark-skinned child sitting on a branch 12 feet off the ground. The child wore a flannel shirt, a boy's maroon canvas jacket, a baseball cap, and jeans. "Young man, what are you doing up in that tree?" she asked. The child looked down. May Mulberry saw the baseball cap was pink with a unicorn on the front. Shiny tinfoil stuck out from underneath, and a braid hung out the back. The child's eyes were magnified by a thick pair of rainbow-framed glasses. "Dottie Morgan, I should have guessed." "Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Mulberry." May knew Dottie's mother, Letitia, from church. Letitia Morgan was a lovely woman. May guessed the daughter must take after her father. Who knew? The father was never around. It was odd. And for all that Letitia Morgan seemed to be a nice, respectable young woman, Dottie Morgan was a strange one. "What are you up to throwing acorns at people's heads?" "No, ma'am, but there's a guilty-looking squirrel up here." "You being smart. I saw your mother in church this morning. Why weren't you with her?" "Can't. I'm working a case." "A case?" "Yes, ma'am. I am a supernatural sleuth." The nearby backyard belonged to Larry Tanner, a teacher at Elderton High School. From her perch in the oak tree, Dottie could see the street in front of his house as well as his entire backyard. She watched as Mr. Tanner's car pulled out of the driveway and drove away. "Showtime," Dottie thought. "A supernatural sleuth? What in the world is that?" May Mulberry asked. "I'm about to go live. You're welcome to watch." "I don't think so," Mrs. Mulberry walked on, muttering about kids these days. An acorn hit the back of Dottie's head. An irate squirrel, the one she'd mentioned, glared down at her. She tried to ignore it. The squirrel chittered in reproach. "Hey, I could have slipped. Relax, I'll be gone soon." "Chick, chick, chick, chick." "I'm working. I won't bother your nest." Maybe the squirrel understood. It climbed higher and left Dottie alone. She pulled out her cell phone and opened the camera. Her face filled the screen. "Not bad," she thought, tilting her head and looking up her nose. "No boogies." A rogue braid had strayed out from underneath her baseball hat. She tucked it in carefully to avoid snagging it on the tinfoil lining the inside. The tinfoil itched her scalp, but it prevented psychic possession. A fair trade. She was ready. Dottie pressed the button on her phone and went live. "This is Dottie Morgan. It's Sunday, October 15th, 1500 hours. That means 3 o'clock. I'm staking out Mr. Tanner's yard, investigating reoccurring instances of mysterious vandalism." She turned the phone to show his backyard with its menagerie of lawn ornaments, ceramic deer, gnomes, metal fairies, terracotta bird baths, and other miscellaneous statuary, many broken or held together with glue. "Yesterday, when I was in line behind him at the Wiggly Piglet, Mr. Tanner told a checkout clerk that someone, or something, has been vandalizing his yard when he goes out. You can see his whole yard is surrounded by an 8-foot-tall solid wooden fence. I believe supernatural forces are at work. Probably a poltergeist. Mr. Tanner just left. I'm going to investigate using this. She pulled a device out of her pack. To the untrained eye, it looked like an old metal alarm clock with the hours replaced by a gauge numbered 0 to 2000 and added LED lights mounted onto a bicycle handle grip. This is the Arcanometer. I invented this to detect supernatural energies. Full disclosure, I got the idea from a video I watched on YouTube. But theirs didn't work. Mine does. Now, let's catch a poltergeist. Minutes ticked by. She saw her online audience creep up to more than 30 viewers. She heard scraping from the far side of the fence. Okay, here it is. Definite activity. She checked the Arcanometer. Nothing. That can't be right. A tawny dog, followed by a black one, popped up from under the fence. They had dug out a small gap. Dottie had noticed, but she'd been sure this was a supernatural case and had discounted its importance. The dogs tore around Mr. Tanner's backyard, chasing one another through the obstacle course of lawn ornaments. The black dog turned too wide and careened into a flock of pink plastic flamingos, toppling free. Dottie sighed. A stream of laughing emojis filled the screen of her live feed. She ended her broadcast. She put the Arcanometer into her coat pocket and began to climb down. Halfway to the ground, her backpack snagged a branch and she nearly fell. She swore the squirrel laughed. Not funny, she told it. She reached solid ground without further mishap. As she plodded off, she missed seeing a ghostly figure shimmer into existence near Mr. Tanner's garden. The apparition reached down with a pale hand and pulled up every potato plant and placed the delicious tubers into a spectral sack before vanishing as quickly as it appeared.